Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. We're going to be joined by Bernie Miklas coming up in just a moment or so for our weekly conversation with him. Of course, he's part of the team here at KMOX. You hear him on most of the shows at some point during the week, and you also hear him on the Gas House Gang. He's with us a couple times a week. I believe he's on tomorrow maybe with Kevin Wheeler, and then Friday he and I will have it together. Gas House Gang, you can watch live at 12 noon. You can always watch it on demand via the KMOX Sports YouTube page. And then we replay it on most nights at 8 o'clock right here on KMOX. So with that being said, let's go ahead and Bernie Miklas. Bernie, it's always good to speak with you. How are you?
Matt, I'm doing good, man. As always, fun working with you, my friend.
So today, I appreciate that. Today, the Cardinals announced three directors. Larry Day comes in from Cleveland, so he follows Rob Serfolio. He's going to be the new player development director. Carl Cochran's the director of performance. He'd spent time with both the Giants and the Dodgers. And then a guy we talked about previously, Matt Pierpont, is the director of pitching. He comes in from Seattle. I don't think these names are going to mean much to the average fan out there, but what they represent should mean something because it's smart people from good organizations becoming part of the Cardinals front office.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. I thought it was a great day for them. I mean, I think a lot of people assumed that Heim Bloom, you know, after he hired Rob Serfolio, who was universally acclaimed as an addition to the Cardinals organization among baseball people who think he's a rising star. So that kind of got my anticipation going. I said, oh, okay, well, what's Serfolio going to do? Because now it's his turn to bring in guys. And he brought in three really impressive individuals. I mean, I don't know how to say it. I know there's cynics who are going to think I'm just like trying to – I don't know what they think I'm trying to do. I evaluate these things independently, and I did a pretty thorough look into each one of their backgrounds. And like you said, they come from really, really intelligent baseball backgrounds, not only as players, but working in front offices, but also being affiliated with really successful organizations. And they are at the forefront. They represent kind of like the new generation being at the forefront of, modern baseball and what you need to do to compete and how you have to have everything up to speed and you have to be forward thinking. You have to make full use of technology. You have to have a plan that coordinates the majors and the minors. So you've got the same philosophy, the same teaching, everyone's aligned. And of course, having a great infrastructure and a great system for teaching young players. And I think with these three hires, I was just really, really impressed. And as I said, I've been saying for a little while here, the Cardinals baseball IQ went up considerably today, and it's a lot higher than it was a year ago.
Something that was mentioned by John Mozeliak the last time we heard him talk following, I think that's when they hired Cerfolio, was that they're going to look to more align player development and performance. So they bring in a guy in Cochan who's got great experience as a major league strength and conditioning coach, coordinated strength and conditioning throughout minor leagues, been part of performance efforts in other places. And now I think the hope is going to be that he's able to integrate into the player development system where they're able to allow guys to, build their bodies to most produced in what they are supposed to do, whether it's the biomechanics of pitching or anything else, and also stay healthy and stay on the field. That's a huge part of it as well. So I like all these hirings, but I think what's maybe not being talked about enough is the fact that player development and performance are going to be more closely aligned now.
And they need to be. And the Cardinals haven't really had a director of player performance. They haven't had a universal program in place that coordinates all this. And Cochan is really, really impressive. By the way, he's a graduate of Southern Illinois Carbondale, so from our listening area. He's a PhD. I mean, this isn't just a, when you hear strength and conditioning, and I'm not blaming anybody, but you hear that and you think, okay, whatever, he's teaching guys how to lift weights. All right, great. No, I was reading his background, and the dude is incredibly impressive. He's got a PhD, and he's well-versed in all of these different systems of, nutrition and sleep habits and everything to kind of just make your machine as a baseball player and athlete, make it as perfect as it can be, everything to help you function at the highest level physically. I mean, this guy is like paid to go around and speak at conferences about this stuff. And the other thing about him, and to me, this really tells me all I need to know. The San Francisco Giants hired him, and they never had any kind of strength and conditioning program ever. So he built one from the ground up. And in his 10 years there, that included 3 World Series titles. And Bruce Bochy went out of his way to thank him for what he did, his contribution, and making the Giants physically stronger, more fit, more capable, and introducing all of these new things that, they never worried about. So then Andrew Friedman in L.A., smartest guy there is in baseball, he notices what the Giants are doing, and he says, well, wait a minute. We got to hire this guy. So they give him a lot of money to go to L.A., so he's 6 years with the Dodgers. So in his time in L.A. and in San Francisco, he's got 5 World Series rings, and the Cardinals had to make a generous offer to get him out of Los Angeles, but he's up for the challenge. I mean, he thinks that this is like something kind of like where he was in San Francisco, starting it from the ground up. He's excited by that because I think he knows, he won't say it, I think he knows, the Cardinals are way behind the industry curve when it comes to these kind of programs. The Cardinals made a heck of a hire there. I don't know what you want, man. In that field, a PhD that's got 5 World Series rings, I'm sold. I don't know about anybody else.
No, I am too. We got 2 of us here, Bernie. That's for sure. The other thing that's notable is these hirings are being announced in front of the winter meetings. We assume, and the Cardinals have not explicitly said, we're going to hire an outfield coordinator, we're going to hire a roving pitching coach, we're going to hire a roving catching coach. Like, they have not said exactly what they're going to do, but I think all of us can assume that those type of positions that have been lacking in the organization are going to get hired, and a lot of times decisions like those are made at the winter meeting. So I got to think these three individuals, along with Cerfolio, along with Heim Bloom, there's going to be some meetings taking place next week in Dallas to bring even more smart, talented people into the organization.
And that's really the key. It, you know, it's all about getting smarter because, again, we just have to be forthright and frank about this. I mean, the Cardinals were once one of the, if not the smartest organization, they're in the top two or three. And it's just kind of slipped. It's just slipped over the years because they weren't keeping up with the rest of the new trends. And as other teams were just like going out of their way, doing everything they can to bring in an influx of smart baseball minds that were well-versed in the modern trends and where the game was going, the Cardinals just kind of lost pace. And so collectively their baseball IQ really dropped. And now they're, you know, this is a big project. But, you know, Bloom made a great hire in Cerfolio. Cerfolio's made three great hires that they announced today. And to your point, it makes me even more enthusiastic about what comes next when we see some of the baseball people, the on-field people that they're going to have working with their young players and making them better and getting them ready for the major leagues.
Quick thought on the Blues before we let you go, Bernie. Man, that was a fantastic win last night. I love the story of Jim Montgomery talking to the team at the media timeout in the second period saying, just keep doing what you're doing and it's all going to work out. And they end up scoring two goals after that. That second period might be the best period they've played this year. Still a tiny sample size with Montgomery, but this team is just fun right now.
You know, they've scored 70% of the goals in his four games, and he's got them one thing, 70%. And you know, a lot of times, hey, we're all used to the new coach bounce, and people say, well, listen, it's four games. Well, listen, Matt Pauley and Bernie Miklos will tell you a million times if you want. We know it's a small sample, but Jim Montgomery had a head start because he knows the team really well even before he took the job. So there's no feeling out period. There's no learning curve. He could hit the ground running. And he identified a couple things right away. He said, you know, when he doesn't care about shot quantity. He doesn't want the Blues flinging shots with no one in front of the net. And, you know, they're just random shots that don't go anywhere. Once in a moon, you'll get lucky or whatever. He's all about shot quality, not shot quantity. So if you look overall, the Blues have gotten outshot with him as a coach, but it doesn't matter. Because what he believes in is you got to dominate the sweet spot areas of the ice. You need to get more scoring chances from high danger areas, from grade A chances, from in close with people in front and a lot of traffic. He does not care about overall shot totals. He wants to win the battle of high danger shots and high danger scoring chances. And he has tilted the ice back in the Blues' favor since he took over. Because the Blues were getting dominated in that area. Now the Blues are dominating in that area, and that is a fundamental change in their hockey philosophy. And that is not a fluke. Four games or not, that is not a fluke. That's a plan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And it's working.
Bernie, we always appreciate your time. And, of course, you come on, and our friends over at Saliga Heating and Cooling are a big part of that.
They're keeping us warm here at the Mickles home, and they've been doing it for 15 years at least. And we're grateful for Saliga Heating and Cooling. And I know generations of St. Louis families can say the same, because this independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer has been taking care of St. Louisans in every neighborhood since 1927. That's amazing. So they'll be coming up on 100 years before you know it. And the same family owns it. Dan Saliga is the fourth generation operator of this family business, and he treats it just as you would imagine he would. Very proud of it, and wants to maintain those high standards, which include American Standard equipment. And they have a maintenance program for you. They can fix anything you have. They can solve special problems. But they also have a maintenance program that can prevent problems. That's been true of our case. It's called the Priority Club. And what they do is they come out before it really gets cold. They make sure your heating's working okay. They catch any little problem, minor problem, before it becomes something major. And they do it again when it warms up right before the hot summer months. They check your AC. So they can – and the whole thing about preventing big problems, you know, catching things early or just making sure everything's working right, it gives you peace of mind, and in the long run, it's going to save you money. So go online at SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com and check out all the perks that make it worth your while to join their Priority Club. Also, they do extra services beyond heating and cooling. You can check out the services online. They also have financing available, subject to credit approval. So I just want to give you the address and phone numbers on there. Find out all you need to know about the services. Go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. That's SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you, Matt.